Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Tuesday of the third week of Easter, and from the United States, we hear from Sister Elise Marie Ramirez, who is in formation ministry in her congregation, the Dominican Sisters of Springfield. Her preaching today is entitled, Food for the Soul.
A reading from the Gospel of John. The crowd said to Jesus, "What sign can you do that we may see and believe in you? What can you do? Our ancestors ate manna in the desert. As it is written, he gave them bread from heaven to eat." So Jesus said to them, "Amen, amen, I say to you, it was not Moses who gave the bread from heaven. My Father gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is that which comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." So they said to Jesus, "Sir, give us this bread always." Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never hunger, and whoever believes in me will never thirst." The Easter season is something else, seriously. For in Easter consciousness, God takes the truth of our bodies and recreates them through death. Listening to this passage, we too might hear on our lips, "What can you do?" We catch ourselves looking for outward signs when deep within our mind, heart, soul is the sign of "I am." Risen, Christ goes through all the obstacles. He goes through the walls, the doors, my skin, your skin. He stands in our midst. "I am. I am the bread of life. Eat me, and I am in you. You are not alone in the desert. The desert of wandering, looking for answers. The desert of wandering through unjust structures, leaving so many in our world starving. You are not alone in this desert. I am is here. I am the food for your soul as you journey in each desert. I am the energy for your hope, your fidelity, your faith in me and others. I am your bread, connecting you to all that I created in the beginning and now give to you." When you say amen to the mystery of faith as you receive me, I am there. I am Easter in you. I am with you through the doors, through the walls, through your skin, into your bones, into your blood, into your very breath. You are not alone. I am the bread in you for the life of the world, deeper than what can be seen. Your deepest hunger satisfied, your deepest thirst slaked. Now, friends, now, today, our question is, what can we do? We can receive the truth of our bodies all bodies created in the image and likeness of this God who has overcome death through death. And by so doing, together we will act in the knowing that we will never hunger or thirst as we walk through any desert together, belonging to one another as sisters and brothers. The bread for the life of the world is in us now and forever.